It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and I know a lot of people say men can only think with two parts of their body.
It's true, man.
But not me.
Oh.
I can think with a third.
What's the third? Whoa.
And I'm going to prove it when I use all three at the same time.
In a brand new
edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and we find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Let's kick it off with Brooke. What's on your mind?
I'm going to erase all those body parts from my mind now. Yeah, but
good luck.
I don't want to look at Jeff anymore.
No, I got my husband a new outdoor projector so that we can watch movies outside and stuff.
And so that he doesn't have to be in the house at the same time as you.
Well, you laugh. Mm-hmm. I laugh. But that is actually what's been happening.
Really?
So he is out of control, you guys. I meant it for we'll use it this summer.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, no. He has us outside watching football games
in the freezing.
Okay, I cannot feel my toes. Last Saturday, we were out there for 8 hours.
No.
I'm not exaggerating.
What? No way.
It went from 2 games and then into a movie.
Yeah, because Saturdays are good basketball.
What's sad about it is I feel obligated to be out there because he keeps inviting the neighbors over. Mm-hmm. Like, hey. Because it's like a socially distanced thing we could do.
Yeah, sure. It's cool. It's smart.
Except for the neighbors are like, Michael, I've got a warm house with a
TV.
Yeah,
fireplace.
He's like, my place has a bar, so I'm going to stay there. So it's the front of our house, and everyone is just watching my husband kind of by himself.
But it gives
a sad orphan out in the front yard.
It's kind of like he's at a football game being out in the elements while watching the sports.
True.
Well,
that's true.
He was happy as a clam.
Okay,
I just need one neighbor to show up for him so I don't have to be out there for 8 hours straight.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody go hang out with Brooke's husband outside. Jose, what's been on your mind?
So what's on my mind has been this little girl named Holly.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, that came out really wrong.
Something
came out
to say.
A little strange.
Hold on, everyone. There's this 11-year-old who wrote a letter to our show.
Okay.
To me.
Oh, okay.
She's like, my name's Holly, and I love Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I listen every day. I love your phone taps. And obviously this was written a while ago because Holly said, I hope you have a good holiday season, even alone.
Oh.
She knows that I'm alone all the time. I'm like, oh, Holly.
She really does listen.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a sweet message.
And then she says, I would like to play Fortnite with you. Here's my username.
Okay.
Super cute.
Yeah.
This is kind of a problem because lately more and more people have been trying to add me and play games with me, which I love, but at the same time, I don't want to open the floodgates to just start playing with everyone. Like, I want to be able to go home here.
So it's like, I don't want to hang out with all the sixth graders at once.
Well, I do play Fortnite every day, and 11-year-olds are really good at the game.
Yeah.
So I'm more worried she's going to kick my butt, and I'm going to lose her respect.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake here.
And she didn't get a return address, so Holly, thank you.
I don't want to play Fortnite with you. Is that the message?
I guess I should ask you guys. Do you guys think I should play with Holly?
Yes.
Absolutely. You could start a daycare online playing with all the children on Fortnite.
I don't think that's a very good idea. Their parents are going to be like, is that an adult you're playing with? I don't know.
Yeah, it's this guy from the radio. He laughs like he's really funny, Mom.
Yeah, don't worry. He's a grown man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be careful, actually. Yeah. There's a lot of lines that may be misconstrued.
Maybe the listeners have some advice for you.
Yeah,
so go ahead and text in some advice for Jose. Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So, guys, I'm having serious liar's remorse now.
Oh, you lied?
Oh, no.
I did.
What'd you do?
So, I work at a coffee shop on weekends, and last weekend, I just wanted it off, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I couldn't get it off. So I thought, I just fake something a little bit. So I said that I got a serious back injury skiing.
You never fake your own injury. You always say somebody else was injured and you have to help them.
Don't say serious.
That's too late. I woke up and I said I couldn't get out of bed.
So
I didn't have to go into work that day, which was great.
Okay.
But then the next day I did. And I worked with my two managers, which I didn't expect. So they start asking me about my back. So I had to fake an injury the entire 8-hour shift. Couldn't stand straight. I had to pop ibuprofen pills in the back in front of them.
You borrowed someone's neck brace and walked in.
Yeah. Oh my god.
No way.
Yeah, and I had to be ow, randomly.
I'm sorry. I bet you were terrible at.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was awful, and now I'm not scheduled as much, so I'm just paranoid that they know.
So what are you gonna do?
I don't know. Like, I just, do I come clean? Do I just nope. get nope. hurt again and
you
leave?
You go up to the mountain, you get a real ski injury so that you're not lying anymore.
I might have to. I don't know what to do. I've never lied to them, and now it's the first, and I'm panicking.
I think Jeffrey's right. She's got to throw herself down.
I might have to. I don't know. It's a serious issue. But if I ever lie that I'm sick here, it is real. Just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I only fake it there.
I trust you.
Okay. All right. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
So the other day, a big storm came through the area where we live, and overnight it knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes here. And of course, I had to get to work early the next morning because you think our fans are ever going to forgive me if I don't play them a brand new Loser line?
No, never. We don't either, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I still hear stuff about from 2 years ago when I skipped one song of the week. So
seriously,
it'll never go away.
Not even a lie.
So I'm driving to work that morning, and just down the road from my house, a giant tree has fallen over, blocking the only road down the mountain from where I live. There's no way around it. And in that moment, I knew I had two options.
Okay.
Option one, I could throw my hands up in the air and say, it's too hard, and tell everybody, sorry, the world's against me, I'm not gonna make it.
Okay.
Or option two,
uh-oh,
I could harness the robust pool of manhood bubbling deep inside of me and find a way.
Shut up. Okay. Do you even own a chainsaw?
That's not what I did.
Oh.
Well, if it's a huge tree, what else would you do?
Real men don't use chainsaws, bro.
You use your teeth like a beaver?
I got out of my car. I marched over to that tree. And like a GQ Paul Bunyan, I took my bare hands and started ripping branches off the fallen tree.
Look at this guy.
I'm starting to think the tree wasn't as big as
Did it look like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree you'd see on the cartoon? Yeah. Slightly bigger, I would say. But after 20 minutes,
you moved the twig out of the way.
I cleared a path in the dark and let my all-season tires on my certified pre-owned Lexus do the rest.
Oh, wow.
I felt like a man, okay? Riding high on my heated seats into work while my iPod played the Cranberries.
You did.
Do you have to let it linger? No, you don't.
No.
You take your manhood and you plow right through.
Wow. Did you get a callus?
No, I did not.
Good
never.
Thing you had silk gloves in the car.
So don't let anything stand in your way. That's the message that I learned.
That was inspirational.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
And text into 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately. We'll read some of your texts coming up right after this.